Acts chapter 2. This is Acts chapter 2, familiar for many people. It says these words. In the early church, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. If your church ceased to exist, would anyone notice? Maybe you've heard somebody say that before. Or if Liberty Church was just to stop, close the doors, hand in the keys, disband, whatever, would anyone notice? Would it make any difference to anybody's life? It's a good question to ask, because if we're having no impact or influence, then what's the point? And Fiona and I came to Liberty Church in 1998, 20 years ago. And we came on a journey, which was from another place of worship, a great church, but we came believing there was something more that we hadn't experienced, that we hadn't seen. We didn't know what it was, but we knew there was something more. And first time we came to Liberty Church in January 98, in meeting in Priory Lane, just sold the building to the Link Church there, so Liberty was meeting in the afternoon then. We came along in the afternoon. We didn't want to like it. This was a happy, clappy, shallow, charismatic church. We wanted to come in and walk away at the end of the day and say, well, we tried it out, God, and all our suspicions are confirmed. And we were so warmly welcomed. It was not our expectation. And we quickly made Liberty our home in May 1998. Still with lots of questions, we discovered this whole new world of Christianity that was here in Liberty Church. New, fresh, exciting teaching about God's grace and power and the presence of God. Everything seemed different from the world that we'd come from, the Christian world that we'd come from. Great that world was, but now we had a different language where people were released into ministry. And where there was different worship music that we'd ever encountered, where there were different names, different books, and different authors, and different speakers, and different apostles, and I'm not sure we even had apostles in the other churches that we were in. It was a whole different network and environment, different ways of praying. Oh boy, was it a different way of praying in Liberty Church. We threw ourselves into it. Fiona became administrator of the church in year 2000. I was working in industry at the time. And the job I loved in 2005, as I got more involved in preaching and leading worship around the church, I was invited to become associate pastor. Took me by a bit of surprise, but it didn't seem like a surprise. It seemed like the right thing to do. So I left the job that I absolutely loved and came to a church which I absolutely love. And then became pastor in June 2008. And we've seen Liberty Church go through many seasons. Times of great power and presence of God. Great joy and blessing and excitement. Great times of pain and loss and trial. There's been dark and challenging times, and there's times when we've cried out to God. But I count it a great blessing to be part of the Liberty Church family. It is a great privilege to be called to pastor this church. And this reading in Acts is the birth of the church, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, the temple of the Holy Spirit, the army of God, the family of believers, whatever you want to call it, all biblical descriptions of this unique community of God's people. Jesus told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and they did that. And at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came like a mighty wind with tongues of fire. And the disciples spoke and praised God in all these different languages. And the Jews were there and they heard them speaking in all these languages. And they were amazed and perplexed. And Peter, this mild Peter who was afraid and ran away from Jesus and denied Jesus, stood up in the power of the Holy Spirit and preached the first sermon of the church. And as a result, 3,000 were baptized and added on the church. This was an exciting, wild time as the church exploded into life. And the church spread through the world, through Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth, and Scotland and Dunfermline. And this nation, this city has a rich history of Christian faith, powerful works of God. Kenny Borthwick, who was with us yesterday morning, was talking about revival and mentioning the Lewis revival in the late 40s, early 50s, and the impact that that still has on lives of people. Now today in the church in this land has a pretty bad press. Numbers are declining, we're told. People are getting older, buildings are decaying, people are decaying. We're out of date and out of touch and religious and judgmental and narrow-minded and corrupt and abusive. And unfortunately, a lot of these things can be said of true in situations. And the church is not what it should be in many ways. But the church that was formed 2,000 years ago, the church which is the bride of Christ, is at its best beautiful and wonderful and exciting and hope-filled. There's nothing like it. There's nothing that draws people of every age and background. It's a place of forgiveness and acceptance and grace and mercy and generosity and richness and power and healing and freedom. Nothing else compares with the beauty of the church when its people are following God together. It was and is God's plan for the redemption of this world. And Jesus says, I will build my church. It's not my church. It's not your church. It's our family, but it's God's church, and he will build it. Liberty Church is not my church or your church. It is God's church. It is the body with Jesus as the head. God loves his church, and he loves Liberty Church. And we have experienced God's love for this church in so many ways. I've seen God, even in the last 10 or more years, do remarkable things where we cried out to him. In situations where I didn't see a way through, in situations where the church was under attack. And I said, God, protect your church. And it's like he's just come in and said, this is mine. This is not yours, this is mine. And I will protect it because I love this church. And he has done amazing things. And he has blessed this church. And he is with us and for us. And it's God's plan. Today, we relaunch after the summer into an exciting season, into our 40th year. What does this season hold? Where are we going? Lots of news. Lots of exciting things happening. We've got a great new style newsletter. New investment in our children's work with the appointment Tracy. Beginning a series next week in the book of Galatians, which we're going to go through on Sunday morning. Excuse me, I'm snotting everywhere and I'm running out of tissues. Great life groups, places of growth and support. Great children's, youth, men, women, singles, ministries continuing on. Ministries continuing to bless our community. CAP, who've got waiting lists of clients who want to get involved. Choices, who've got more clients than they ever had and waiting lists of people to get involved. TLG, Transforming Lives for Good, building in bridges into St. Leonard's School. Continuing our support for Food Bank and Street Passes. All of these exciting things. But at the beginning of this year, what we said was that we are pressing in. We said we are pressing into our new home, the old Dunfermline Press building, and we are doing that. We are pressing into the presence of God, and our focus has not changed, and we are still pressing in. Still pressing in to move into Liberty Center by the end of this year. It will not be complete. It'll be a little bit rough around the edges, but it will be a home for the Liberty family. And continuing to press into the presence of God, praying, seeking, worshiping, surrendering ourselves. Exciting prayer times that we've had over the last few months. And again tonight, powerful times of worship and prayer where we come together and seek God 1 hour. And it makes a huge difference. Preparing, God is preparing a people who are ready to inhabit a new home. Let me go back to that original question. If your church ceased to exist, would anyone notice? If Liberty Church was just to close the doors, would anyone notice? And the answer to that question is a resounding yes. It's a resounding yes. This church for Fiona and I and our family has been home, family, support, calling, and I thank God for Liberty Church. For Jim and Helene, the answer is yes. For so many lives around here, the answer is yes. We would notice. When we asked for testimonies at the beginning of the summer for our funding application, so many people writing in and saying what Liberty Church meant to them and how it had changed their lives. The answer is yes. This church is impacting the lives of community, feeding the hungry, setting free those in debt, counseling the hurt and the broken, investing in young lives, bringing hope to many, and loving this community. This city, this community would be a different place without Liberty Church. And God loves this church, and he has plans to build and prosper it, just like that early church. that it would be increasingly a place where lives are shared and possessions are shared, where truth is taught, where miracles are seen, where God is worshipped and exalted, where his people seek him in prayer, and where the Lord adds daily to our number. And we are continuing to press in. Fiona and I came to Liberty looking for something more. We've experienced more in the last 20 years. But we're not satisfied. We've caught a glimpse of God's glory and power. But there is so much more. Kenny yesterday was talking about revival in the land, great moves of God where people come to faith and communities are transformed. And that happens, he said, when God's people surrender to him. When they repent of sin and give themselves wholly to God and his plans. And recently around this church, there have been talk and rumors and people talking about holiness and surrender and giving ourselves to God and asking the question, what do we need to do, God? What in our lives do we need to do to see your plans fulfilled? What are the obstacles in my life and your life? God is seeking a people who will say yes to him. And I want just this morning as we end, as we've heard wonderful testimony of the healing, transforming power of God through ministries and through this church, I want to ask, are we ready to say yes to God and to continue on this journey? In this 40th year of Liberty Church, are we ready to press in? Is there anything in our lives that we know that God is putting his finger on and saying, I want to deal with this lovingly. I want to deal with it because it's holding you back from your journey with God. And if it's holding you back, then it's holding others back too. What's God saying to you? I believe this is a time to give ourselves to God and press into his plans and purposes. We have a few moments left this morning. We have some words on the screen. And I'd like to respond. We're going to invite you to respond this morning because this is a brilliant church with brilliant people. And we're going places. And we are pressing in. And God is doing something remarkable. And what we have seen is the tip of the iceberg. But it involves us all being a community together and working together. Now, I know there may be visitors here this morning, and this may not be applicable to you. I've got a response here which I'd like us to say together. So, can I invite everyone to stand as you're able? Just take a moment. I've divided this response into two parts because one is about our commitment to God in Jesus Christ, and one is about our commitment to Liberty Church. It may be, in the first bit, in our commitment, God, this is the first time you've ever said this. Maybe this is a time to say, I'm following you, God. It may be that you're from somewhere else, this is not your church family, and that's fine. In the second part, you can't honestly say that, that's fine. You say what you want to say, and if it's nothing this morning, that's fine. If it's a crying out to God in the midst of this, or saying, God, are you real, and that's all you can say, that's fine. Take a moment to read these words, and then we're going to say them together, those who feel able to say them, as we end our meeting. Just take a moment. God is here by his Holy Spirit, moving amongst us. He loves you. He pursues you. He has always known your name. He has chased you down. He has climbed mountains. He has kicked down walls. All of this is true because you matter to God. Your life matters. The details of your life matter to God. And your life has an impact not only on you, but on your family and those around about you. God is doing something remarkable in our lives. He has a grand plan. And we are all part of it. So this morning, I'm going to say each line because I'd like us to dwell over each line, and then we're going to repeat it together. And if you want to say it, this is a time where we're stepping into a commitment to God and to this church as we go forward. So let me read each line, and as you are able to say it or not say it, it's up to you. But the first line says, today in the presence of Almighty God. today in the presence of Almighty God. Loved by my Heavenly Father. Loved. Saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. Inhabited by the Holy Spirit. I say yes to God. I give my life to follow Jesus Christ. To see God's plans for my life fulfilled. And now, as you're able, I commit myself to the Liberty Church family. To love and serve this church. As we press into our new home. As we press into the presence of God. Lord, build your church. And let your kingdom come. And everyone together said, Amen. Father, I thank you for this church. I thank you for testimony, a powerful testimony of your working in our lives. I thank you for the beauty of the church when it's doing what the church is called to do. I thank you for lives transformed. I thank you, God, that you are changing this church, that you are drawing us into new places, into places we have never been, geographically places we have never been, and into a presence of God that we have never seen before. Father, we are hungry for more of you. We have seen more, but it's not enough. It is not enough, God. We want to live lives that are content with what we have, but we want to live lives that are not satisfied and will not settle for something which is not the best, God. And so, God, we ask for more. More of your presence, more of your power, more of your kingdom in our lives. And we surrender our lives to you to see your kingdom come, to see you build your church, to see Liberty Church inhabit the places that you've called it to inhabit, do the things that you've called Liberty Church to do in this generation. So build your church, Lord, and let your kingdom, God, come amongst us. Let your will be done. Let us see life. And Lord, would you add to our number daily those who are being saved? Would you add daily to our number those who are being saved? Lord, I speak blessing over this family. Blessing that we might be a blessing to each other in this coming season. Blessing that we be a blessing to those around us, our neighbors, our colleagues, our friends, our Swarthella students, wherever we are. That we would bless this land and we would see your kingdom come. We surrender ourselves to the living God. In Jesus' name, amen.